Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hi, Reggie. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Here in Romania, the weather is cloudy, you know, these days, but not really so cold. It's a little better. You are in Netherlands, right?
Yes, indeed. I'm near Amsterdam, and I can say the weather is just the same as in Romania. It's very cloudy. It was raining a little bit in the morning, and now it looks a little bit, like it's going to rain again, but hopefully it will stay dry.
Reggie, you know, I did a little research about you, and I know you have some interesting stuff. Your experience and your life story is quite interesting, actually. So my first question is, what's your story? How did you start? How did everything evolve during the time?
Yeah, right. So I was born in Amsterdam, and my family's originally from Curaçao, a island in the Caribbean. So I moved there when I was little, and that's where I learned to speak Spanish, English, and Dutch, of course, and the native language, Papiamento. And that's one of the key things that worked for me, because if you speak many languages, then the world opens up to you, because you're able to understand more people, you're able to relate to more people. So that was a very important phase for me, to go back to Curaçao and learn those languages. And that's also where I start to love baseball. And that's important for the kind of mindset for me later in business. So when I moved back to the Netherlands when I was about 12, 13, with my father, just to get a better opportunity for education and learn how to become a man, because those kind of things are easier to be learned by a father figure than living with your mother. And here in Holland, I got my degree in accounting. And I got my degree in accounting. I learned baseball, and I play at the highest level here in the Netherlands. And I started my first company that was renting bicycles to international students.
And how old were you?
I was about 19, 20 when I started this.
Okay.
So I was still studying when I started the first company. It was just that I met a few students from all over the world. They were doing an internship, or not an internship, a exchange program in the university that I was studying, and they were looking for bikes. So I was like, okay, this is a need that these people are having, and there's nobody supplying that need properly. So why don't I do it? And that's how the company started. And people thought it was a great idea. And I was doing about 100 or maybe 150 bikes every 6 months at my university.
Okay.
So that was great, because I was studying, and that was extra cash for next to my studies. And then I graduated, and I started to go. Yeah, that's when the usual stuff works, like, hey, you need to get a job, and the project in the company is fun, but the real life starts. So you go into a corporate job, and you literally do the 9-to-5. After a while, I was like, okay, this is not for me, or it's great, the money is good, but I feel that I need to do something for myself. So that's why I started my second company, that was the social media agency.
Yeah, and you still were in the corporate job, or you just gave up?
No, so I quit when I started the social media agency. I quit my 9-to-5, and I went full into the social media agency.
The agency.
Unfortunately, after 1 year, I needed to get a job again, and that was one of my first big failures.
Okay, so things didn't went quite well.
No, it went well. The opportunities was there, but I was the factor that made it not work.
Okay.
One of the big things to make a business work is, one, you need to be focused, And two, you need to actually work on the things that matter most. And I was distracted by running the bicycle thing. I was still playing baseball professionally. Because I was no longer working 9 to 5, I had a bunch of free time that nobody was telling you what to do. So yes. I was less doing the number one thing that every business needs to do. And the number one thing that every business needs to do is getting customers. So literally going out and speaking to people and getting leads to get a customer. So after a while, I went through all my savings and I said, okay, now I need to get a job again. So I did at a big bank in the Netherlands. And after 3 years of doing that, it was again the same itch. I need to go back to doing something for myself. This time I learned from all the mistakes I made in the beginning or in the last time I launched my company. And you know, that's where I'm at now. I'm running this Valpert marketing and social media or actually a Facebook advertising agency, and it's going well. So that's my story.
So you learned your lessons from the previous two failures.
For sure. I learned that for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, right now your agency are creating, you are with Facebook advertising and funnels.
Yes, indeed. So we help businesses to generate more revenue through Facebook advertising and creating specific funnels in order to turn a lead into a customer. Mm-hmm. And we do that for online products as well as local businesses, because local businesses also need funnels. And just to explain what a funnel is.
Yes, please.
Yeah, a funnel is basically a series of steps that gradually lead a prospect from an unknown person to a customer. So then you, for example, you advertise and then somebody gets to know about you. You send them to a specific page where they get information about the specific thing you were promoting, and with a certain series of steps or pages in this instance, you can give them information, train them, give them more stuff, and then help them to become a customer. And once they become a customer, it's your job as the company to keep them as a customer. So that's basically a funnel, and it's a way to focus all the energy from advertising into a streamlined path that people can follow, and then you could optimize it because you can see where people are dropping off, and then bringing them back to the series that you want them to take, the series of steps you want them to take.
Basically, it's like creating, how to say, a flow.
Exactly.
It connects all your marketing activity. Why it's important to build a funnel or funnels and not just to do disparate marketing activities? Like, you know, many business owners or entrepreneurs, maybe they post something on social media, they create some Facebook campaigns, they put something on the blog, on the podcast, they create a landing page and stuff like that, but they are not quite connected in a flow. Why is it important to build funnel?
Yes.
Funnels?
That's a great question. It's so important because if you leave people to act on their own, they'll do different kinds of things and whatever they want to do and not what you want to do. So that's why it's so important to, one, think of the flow that you want them to take before you build the funnel. So that's one of the number one mistakes. Like, people read all kinds of blogs and they're like, oh yeah, I need to do Facebook advertising. Oh yeah, I need to have a landing page. All right, all these kinds of things. But no, you need to think, okay, what's the journey I want them to take? If, for example, let me do an ice cream example. So if you're on a market on the streets and somebody comes with a cart and they are handing out free spoons of ice cream, and it's delicious ice cream, that's one way to get in our terms a lead magnet, a way to somebody to taste a small bit of what you have to offer, and once they like it, you can offer them the next thing. So in this example, they take the spoon of ice cream and they like it, and you're like, oh, did you like this flavor? How about one scoop? We are doing a special. You'll get 25% off if you get this scoop. So that's basically turning a lead into a customer now with a low-end product. So it's easy for them to just spend €1 or €2 to get the one scoop, and now they like it. After they like it, you're like, hey, did you like the scoop? You know what? I think tonight after dinner or maybe in the weekend, you're going to enjoy this this flavor. So why not get one bucket or a cup of this flavor, and you can get all the scoops you want. We're doing a special again. You're getting two cups for one. So in that instance, and your goal was from the beginning to sell buckets of ice cream. But because you knew what kind of journey you already wanted them to take, you were offering the free spoon to let them to taste it. Then you sold them on an easy to purchase product, which was one scoop. And now you can upgrade them or upsell them to the product that you wanted to sell them. And that was the cup of ice cream. So that's a way in order to understand how a funnel works from getting them from an unknown to a customer.
Okay, so instead of just trying to sell, it's like, you know, going with a girl on a date. You don't just go with her and tell her, marry me. You tell her, let's have a coffee, let's walk in the park, let's, you know, go and hike in somewhere, you know, somewhere close. And you, in incremental steps, each step can be a little more or not, but you, in a way, you connect with your customer, you a little more and a little more, like when dating with a girl.
Exactly. You don't ask her to marry her from day one. Exactly.
Yeah. Usually they don't accept that, and they have good reasons, you know, because they don't know you. They don't trust you.
Exactly. You need to earn the trust. Exactly. And that's basically in business as well. You need to earn the trust, and you start that by giving first. And in this case, the coffee, the hike, the small things to say yes, and then later on you can ask for the big yes.
In a way, you know, I guess it's like building a relationship. It's a journey where you want people to take them and take them on the road to become a customer. It's building a relationship and going on a journey together.
That is exactly what it is. It's indeed building a relationship and going on a journey with your customer or with your prospective customer, but this time you are the one that is creating.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
The journey for them.
Reggie, what are some of the usual mistakes people do when they try to build funnels?
That's a good question. One of the main mistakes that people make when trying to build a funnel is that they don't start with the customer in mind. The number one thing that you need to do is, okay, what are the problem that they have that my product is solving, but what's the smallest thing that I can give them in order to start solving that problem? And with that in mind, that's how you structure your funnel. Another mistake that people make is that they think that design is more important than answering the most burning question that people have. For an example, people are spending thousands of dollars and hours and maybe even weeks thinking about how should that page look like. No, focus first on researching what's the problem that the prospect has in their mind, and tell them that you have a way to solve that. That's by far the most important thing. If you can do it in a metaphor, it's much more important to have an okay looking car with a great engine than a beautiful looking car with no engine. The first car will win every time. So if you can speak to the problem that somebody is having and you offer them the solution, then that's more important than just fixating on, oh, you know what, the color needs to be green or that color needs to be red. No, speak to the person's problem first. And a third one is not testing their own funnels, because oftentimes things break and technology is not always perfect. So go through the funnels yourself, make sure that everything is working. Otherwise, you'll spend money sending people to a landing page and then you're not getting any customers in the back end and you're asking yourself why.
So basically to simulate, like you act like you are a real lead customer and to go through the entire funnel, click on everything and just make sure they work.
Exactly. And one last thing, every page you want them to take, every landing page that you create, you need to focus on one simple action that people need to take. So if we're talking about the front end of a funnel, if you want them to become a lead, so leave their name and email, that's the only thing you ask on that page. Mm-hmm. Remove all kinds of distractions. The more option people have, the more option people will not take and they will leave. If they have one app option, they'll be easier for them to take that action and then you get that conversion because traffic costs money.
Should you do it by yourself? Should you build your funnel by yourself or should you work with an expert? And I am asking this because you have an agency. What's your opinion? When should you build a funnel by yourself and when should you work with an expert?
Right, that's a great question. It all depends on how quickly and how big you want to grow. If you don't have any budget at all, your number one priority is to learn how to do it yourself and then test it out as much as possible and become better. So you have something working that if you have a little bit of more budget, then you can ask an expert for, hey, can you do this for me? This is my numbers, how I've done it myself. So now that expert has something to work with to improve it or to make it better. If you have a little bit of more budget and you want to grow as fast as possible, then I would start with an expert from day one, because then you can hire a great copywriter to write the stuff for you immediately on the best converting possible. They can build and design and create all the assets you need from day one. And also you can use the budget to send traffic so that people can test the funnels as fast as possible and get the optimization results as quickly as possible. So those are the two different groups. Mm-hmm. I would recommend, if you don't have a budget, put the small budget that you have into learning how to build a funnel and get some traffic. So get some results. Even if it's bad results, that's fine. Somebody can work with that. And if you have a little bit more of a budget, then hire an expert as soon as possible.
And how can companies benefit from building different funnels, not just one funnel?
Right. That's great. If you have multiple products, it's best to create multiple funnels for the different kind of products that you have. So if you have a company that has that solves different kind of problems for different kind of people, each problem solves a small thing at the beginning, and that's your lead magnet that you need to start with. So because you have multiple products and you solve different kind of problems for the people, start with different funnels in the beginning. And even though they start differently, the upsells can be the same eventually. So you can have multiple funnels that funnel people through to your main big product, for example.
Mm-hmm. I know you also worked as a mentor for entrepreneurs in the project called Mind Elevate. I did my research. So you are helping entrepreneurs doing the stuff like the marketing and developing products and everything else. It's important, but it's also important to have certain mindsets which can help you a lot when building a startup, when being an entrepreneur. How can people make sure they get results in business with the proper mindsets?
Right. One of the most important things that I teach the young entrepreneurs is get to know the mindset that you need to get to know your customer. Get to know as much as possible of them, because if you can explain their problem in the same voice and the same words that they use in their mind, they automatically attribute you with the solution. So find out how people are explaining to themselves or to, the, to other people what their problem is. That's so. That's number one. Mindset number two is learn from people that are, have already done it before. Read as much books as you can. Follow the podcasts that are like yours that are interviewing people that help them help people to grow. Get a mentor. I cannot even explain how much value having a mentor has been to my business than before. Because you literally skip 1,000 steps and 1,000 mistakes you would have done yourself just by getting a mentor. So be open to learn from other people that have already done it. And the third mindset is, and this one I learned from baseball, is that it's not over till it's over. It's very important. It's not over till it's over. If you make a mistake or something, you don't get the sale or whatever, next day you can try again. And you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to get all kinds of successes every day. A few successes is more than enough to build something great, build something big enough for you or to help other people. So especially the last one is very important because people dwell a lot in their failures. So something went bad today and yes, it takes them a week or two or maybe longer to come back from that thing, even though that the next day you can literally talk to somebody else. There's, almost 8 billion people on this planet. There are a lot of people that can help you get to the next level.
You know, I just read a book by Simon Sinek, The Infinite Game. And it's he said, in a way, the same thing like you did. You know, the difference between a game like a baseball game or a football game and, you know, business or life is because a game, it's finite. I mean, it's for 90 minutes and, you know, there are quite a few rules, you know them all, and you do the game, and you know in 90 minutes the game it's ending.
It's over.
But when you are in business, it's not something like that, because yeah, it can be a failure, but it's not the end of your business career, to say it. I mean, you will have probably multiple businesses during your entire life, and there is not a finish line. It's just a step. It can be a good step, or maybe it's a failure and you can learn from it and it prepares you for the next business. So it's like something is going again and again and again. You have no finish line in the end.
Exactly. It's not over until you literally, your life is over. As soon as you can wake up the next day and you're still alive and you still have your health in your mind, then you have another chance. You have another at bat, as we say in baseball. Yeah, you have the opportunity to either start something new or fix what you've done or make it even better. That's for sure.
Yeah. Reggie, is there something I forgot to ask you and you would like to add in the end of this discussion?
Yeah, for sure. One of the things that I try to teach and explain the young entrepreneurs that I speak, or not even entrepreneurs, but the young professionals or young professionals, the entrepreneurs, the sports guys that I speak, is that confidence is so important. And it's not only confidence in business or in school and whatever, just creating confidence in yourself. Because with confidence, literally, you're telling yourself, I'm able to do anything if I focus and I get it done. And how do you build confidence is by, one, literally telling yourself, okay, I want to do this small thing, this very small thing, and then go do it. And then once you've done it, acknowledge that you've did it. And you're going to notice that you feel a little bit better about yourself. And then you do it the same process again. You just try something new and do it, but make the goal, like people say, shoot for the moon, and then if you miss, you land on the stars. That's great. That's great for achieving your goals, but not for building confidence. For building confidence, you need to literally shoot for the pebble in the sand and then get that one and then go to the bigger pebble and then go to the rock and then go to the house. Small incremental steps to build your own confidence. Like I teach a lot about networking. Mm-hmm. If you're somebody that's very shy and you're afraid to go to a network event or to speak to people, start as small as possible. Like tell yourself, okay, a random stranger on the street, I'm just going to say hi. I don't even care if they say hi back. I'm just going to say hi. And the first person you see and they look at you, you just say hi and you keep walking because that's a win. You told yourself, I'm gonna do this, and you did it. And that's how
small step.
Exactly. The small step will help you to build the confidence to do bigger things. And before you know it, 6 months later, 8 months later, you're doing things that you've never imagined you doing when you started. And that's how you build your own company as well. Because if you don't have a confidence to do step one, you will never be able to do the level 10, level 20, level 100 kinds of steps, like speaking in front of a group or pitching to an investor or just randomly going out and get sales. It starts with the small things and get that confidence going.
So basically you can shoot for the moon, which is actually a good idea, but do small steps, very small steps, each day if possible, day by day, small steps, small steps, small steps. And in 6 months, 8 months, 1 year, you can be in a place which you don't even imagine at this moment. Reggie, this has been so great. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your interest. Thank you for sharing your time with us.
Thank you very much, Florian, for giving me the opportunity to be here. And I'll be happy to do this again if you want, and we'll talk about different other topics. And I'll look forward to listening to more of your podcasts.
For sure, in the future.
Thank you for
sick of being upsold at gyms.
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Pretty much.